after so many years of building and preparing and waiting, the time finally arrives. The rain is falling, the floodwaters are rising. As a result, we read, "Vayavo Noach uvanav v'ishto unshevanav ito elateva mifnei mehamabul." Noach and his children, wife and children's wives, everyone entered into the teva because of the waters of the flood. At first glance, this pasuk seems unremarkable, maybe even superfluous. Of course, Noach entered the teva. And yet, Rashi quotes an incredible medrash that suggests that Noach only went into the teva mipnei mehamabul, that he was forced, mipnei, not just that he went into the ark because it was raining, because the flood had started, but mipnei in the sense that he was forced by the rising waters, the force of the water pushed him in, carried him into the ark. However, the Medrash continues, until that moment, until the water had enough force to push him and to force him into the teva, Noach had refused to enter. Because, says the Medrash, Noach was mikatnei emunahaya. He was of minimal, little faith. Ma'amin ve'eno ma'amin shiyavo hamabul. He believed but didn't believe. Really wasn't committed, really wasn't convinced that the flood would ever come. And therefore, until the water got so high and so strong that it forced him in, he still wasn't convinced, and therefore he did not enter the ark on his own volition. This is a shocking, really, and astonishing medrash. Noach, the one, in fact, the only one that the Torah refers to as a tzaddik tamim, a fully righteous tzaddik. Now the Medrash is saying that that very tzaddik lacked the faith, the belief, the emunah in Hashem's word and his promise. Does it make any sense that Noach would spend all those years, all that time, extend all that effort to build an ark for a flood that he didn't really believe would happen? Rabbi Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev, in his incredible sefer, Kedushas Levi, answers and addresses this question by first asking an additional question. Why did Noach never challenge HaKadosh Baruch Hu's decision, his decree to destroy the world? Why didn't he challenge Hashem in the same way that Avraham does when he's told about the impending destruction of Sodom? If Avraham could challenge, albeit eventually in a losing cause, but still, Avraham's instinct was to defend people, to argue for the preservation of life, why didn't Noach do the same? Especially when you consider the magnitude of the destruction that he was told was coming was far greater, obviously, than the magnitude or the destruction that Avram heard about. So in order to answer both of these questions, the Kedushas Levi suggests an incredible, really remarkable insight and chiddush. And he explains, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak, that the Medrash is really asserting that Noach lacked faith in himself. He was mekatnei emuna, not that he didn't believe in God's word or God's promise, but rather that he didn't believe in himself. In the words of Rav Levi Yitzchak, despite the fact that he was a tzaddik gadol v'tamim, nevertheless he was a katan be'einav ma'od. In his own eyes, he was a nobody. V'lo hayelo emuna ba'atzmo, he had no faith in himself, shu tzaddik moshel, that he had any kind of righteousness or power. Adraba, haya chashuv be'enav, kishar hador. He saw himself as no different, and therefore no better than everyone else. This is an incredibly powerful and really shocking insight that Noach's humility was to such an extreme that he lacked total self-awareness. And he really thought he was no better than anybody else. But if you accept that insight, you accept that chiddush, so Rav Levi Yitzchak continues and he explains Noach never saw himself as being worthy of being saved, certainly not any more than anybody else. And he says that's the reason why Noach never argued with Hashem. It wasn't because he was apathetic or self-absorbed. Avram cared about other people, Noach didn't. That's ridiculous. Rather, says Rav Levi Yitzchak, he didn't argue with HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he lacked the confidence to argue. After all, it takes a lot of confidence, perhaps some chutzpah as well, to argue with Hashem. We just assume that anyone could do it if Avram did it. But really, if you think about it, how would somebody argue with Hashem when they heard a direct command, a direct message from Hashem? That takes a lot of self-confidence, to put it mildly. And Noach, says Rav Levi Yitzchak, was completely lacking that. He did not have the belief in himself to argue with Hashem. He was too insecure about his own worthiness to do something that audacious. That's what it means, says Rav Levi Yitzchak, Mekatna Munahaya. Now, I would add that it's not explicitly clear in this explanation by Rav Levi Yitzchak. How do we understand the first part of the Medrash, that the waters forced Noach into the Teva? We now understand, according to Rav Levi Yitzchak, why he didn't try to save anybody else. But why didn't he try to save himself? Why didn't he go into the ark when he had a chance right away when the rain was falling, when the flood's water started rising? Perhaps, I would suggest, it's because of what started out as a self-doubt snowballed into almost paralyzing insecurity. By the time the flood waters began to rise, Noah had reached the point where he was no longer sure that he even deserved to be saved. He was a mamin ve'enu mamin about his own virtue. It wasn't just that he didn't think he was a tzaddik enough to fight with Hashem. He didn't even think he deserved to be saved. And I think, taken together, this is a very powerful and instructive explanation and insight by Rav Levi Yitzchak in this Sefer Kedushas Levi. The Torah, of course, extols us in many ways about the virtue of modesty. But we must always be aware of the fine line between modesty and insecurity and self-doubt. It's often a faint one and easy to miss. And as evidenced by Noach, self-doubt can be exacerbated by pressurized situations, and over time can even become paralyzing. We have to realize, unlike Noach, that to pass life's most demanding tests, we do need a healthy degree of self-confidence. Rarely, if ever, are people who lack any self-confidence successful in all areas of life. That was where Noach fell short, and it's a lesson we can learn from his mistake.